KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What'd it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Study, for lay people who read it, it's very persuasive, but it is what's called a epidemiological study. In other words, they look at what happened in the past and they say, well, if that worked, then let's do it now. But as we so often say here, correlation is not causation. In other words, the fact that the Chinese couldn't afford a lot of meat and mostly ate a plant-based diet way back when, that doesn't necessarily mean that meat and the introduction of animal protein is the cause of all their woes. So this is a new study. It's also out of China. And it's very interesting because they say, to the best of our knowledge, this is the first prospective cohort, in other words, forward-looking cohort, not backward-looking, but tracing ahead the association between vegetarian diets and overall health among healthy older adults. And what it indicated was not so great for vegetarianism. The study concluded that over a median follow-up of 6 years, after accounting for sociodemographic and lifestyle factors, okay, because you can say, well, you know, maybe vegetarians are more conscientious, right? They, you know, they do yoga, they exercise more, you know, maybe they smoke less. And so they accounted for sociodemographic and lifestyle factors. Or, you know, if you're very poor, you know, maybe that's also something that influences your health. Maybe you can't afford meat, okay? But they say over a follow-up of 6 years after accounting for these sociodemographic and lifestyle factors, vegetarians had lower odds of achieving healthy aging compared to omnivores. Remember Michael Pollan's book, The Omnivore's Dilemma? You know, the notion that you can include moderate amounts of animal protein in your diet and still be healthy. They say vegetarians who had a higher diet quality didn't significantly differ in terms of overall healthy aging and individual outcomes when compared to omnivores. In other words, if you were really had a good quality vegetarian diet, that could work, particularly if you included eggs or fish in your plant-based diet. They say, accordingly, this finding highlights modest inclusion of animal-based foods may improve the overall health status of healthy older adults. And the reason that they think this is the case, they comment, few studies have examined the potential health outcomes of vegetarian diets in older adults. Older adults. Because, frankly, I subsisted on a very, very skimpy macrobiotic diet when I was in my 20s, and I did fine. But it's much easier to do well when you're young, even on a crappy diet. People seem to tolerate kind of a crappy diet. It's when you get older that you become more susceptible to the effects of diet. Few studies have examined the potential health outcomes of vegetarian diets in older adults, a vulnerable group at risk of malnutrition when following a strict vegetarian diet due to the potential inadequate intakes of protein, vitamin B12, calcium, iron, and essential omega-3 fatty acids. Vegetarian diets, they say, may result in muscle loss and bone fracture, contributors to physical disability. So in this study, they found that vegetarian diets were associated with impaired physical function. And that's consistent with previous research. Other studies have shown that, too. Vegetarians exhibited poor bone health. Similarly, the risk of sarcopenia, that's loss of lean body mass, frailty, may be increased among older adults adhering to vegetarian diets. They also found that vegetarian diets were associated with higher odds of cognitive impairment at the age of 80 years. The brain requires nutrients too, perhaps owing to deficiencies of vitamin B12, vitamin D, and DHA from fish oil, docosahexaenoic acid, which are essential for cognitive health. So they say that protein is important. Older adults following a vegan diet were most strongly associated with adverse effects on healthy aging compared to those adhering to ovo-vegetarian or pesco-vegetarian diets, which include more readily available sources of animal protein. They say vegan diets may increase the risk of protein deficiency due to the lower protein density and suboptimal essential amino acid profiles of plant-based foods. Plants contain protein, but they're their proteins are not as complete. Furthermore, plant proteins are generally of lower quality compared to animal proteins, potentially exacerbating age-related declines in muscle and bone health. So, in conclusion, they say we observed associations from vegetarian diets and lower likelihood of achieving healthy aging in older adults. Consistently adhering to omnivorous diets was associated with higher likelihood of achieving healthy aging outcomes compared with those who followed vegetarian diets. And they say modest introduction of animal-based foods may improve the overall health status of healthy older adults. Older adults adhering to vegetarian diets should be carefully monitored for potential nutritional deficiencies and provided with personalized nutritional advice if indicated. So, yeah, okay. So much for the China study. It was so popular. And people, sometimes, you know, when I get into a debate with vegetarian people, they say, yeah, but have you read the China study? That's the, it's settled science. It's the final word on vegetarianism. Vegetarianism is healthier. And no, let's update our understanding of nutritional science with the latest findings from this extensive prospective study, the first of its kind, looking at the comparison of vegetarian versus omnivorous diets in the very self-same population that T. Colin Campbell back in 2005 claimed did better when they followed a vegetarian program. Yeah. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharge its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates. And its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with Vinetastic, a revolutionary antioxidant beverage made with Le Bleu Extra Pure Water and Mighty Muscadine Extract. Did you know that over 136 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic? If you're one of them, Vinetastic was specifically designed to support your health needs. Each bottle promotes heart health, stronger immunity, improved brain function, better joint health, and balanced blood sugar levels. Visit Vinetastic.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's Vinetastic.com.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Jot that number down because in case you have a question, maybe you got a medical dilemma, or maybe you want to just comment on something you heard on this program, that's the number to call to record a question. So let's hear one of those.
Doctor, tell me, does ProMan help to cure prostate cancer? Thank you.
Okay, well, ProMan sounds like the name of a supplement. And so I looked it up, and it turns out it's such a good name, ProMan. ProMan. Either spelled P-R-O-M-A-N or P-R-O-M-E-N. There's a whole bunch of them out there. And so I'm not exactly sure which product you're referring to. And I got one of them here. I looked at the ingredients. It's got grapefruit extract, saw palmetto. That's a popular ingredient for prostate health. It's got some maca in it. Well, maca, yeah, that may be good for men's health, and I take maca. And it's got some Avena sativa, which is oat extract, you know, sow your wild oats, you know, that expression. There may be something to that, that it improves, maybe sexual performance or something. But in the small amounts in this product, I'm not sure that really does much. And, you know, a bunch of other ingredients. Okay. So other products might contain, things that are maybe anti-cancer, like curcumin or EGCG from green tea, or even vitamin D. You know, I think vitamin D might be a plausible ingredient for prostate health. But I got to say that none of these supplements, as a standalone, can cure prostate cancer. And so I hope that you're not depending on a supplement that you found out about on the Internet as a way of coping with a diagnosis of prostate cancer. It may well be that your type of prostate cancer is amenable to lifestyle, so-called watchful waiting, or, as we now call it, holistic surveillance, where, you know, we keep an eye on the cancer and you follow a healthy diet. Perhaps you take certain supplements that are healthy for the prostate and you exercise, keep your weight down. And there's entire books that have been written on this subject. I recommend highly a book, the prostate book that's written by my good colleague, Dr. Gio Espinosa, who's America's foremost naturopathic urologist. And he really does a great rundown of some of the things you can do to protect your prostate, but also what to do if you were to, as many men do, come up with a diagnosis of prostate cancer. It's not necessarily a death knell. In fact, the treatments are becoming better and better. But one of the good aspects of the treatment is that we're keeping our powder dry and we're not doing a lot of invasive surgery or radiation that hampers the quality of men's lives, causes urinary problems, sexual problems, and overall debilitation. And even men sometimes who have survived prostate cancer can begin taking testosterone these days. That's kind of a new trend in urology. So do be sure that you get this addressed and don't rely on supplements to treat or cure your prostate cancer. I mean, they may be helpful. And, you know, and I often prescribe supplements to the men that I see with prostate cancer. But the right kind of supplements may support a program and be part of an all-of-the-above approach. Folks, you've heard us talk about the powerful immune-supportive and anti-aging benefits of something that we abbreviate as HTB, Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat. We talked about it here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. And now Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. I'm a big fan of Dr. Jeffrey Bland. He's recognized as the godfather of functional medicine. He's long been an inspiration to me. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more, to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate. And when we return, we're going to take a look at a fascinating study that looks at whether diet can have an impact on a very challenging condition, lipedema. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men.
Virility for Men supports endocrine function, raw maca supports healthy sexual function, Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba. Mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Challenge of Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. In a moment, I'll share with you a surprising turn in our battle to maintain access to natural thyroid. Last week, I sounded the alarm, and there have been some fast-moving developments on that story. But first, let's consider the condition of lipedema. Lipedema is a weird condition because it's characterized by disproportionate and excess fatty tissue on the thighs and calves, sometimes on the arms, but the hands and feet are unaffected, and it's almost as if there's two people. There's the above the waist and below the waist, and it's very, very resistant to weight loss efforts. You can lose weight and your upper body looks fine, but the accumulation of fat and edema in the lower part of your body is very, very resistant to diet and exercise and even medications, as far as I can see. And it can be a painful condition, too. It appears to be genetic to some extent. It mainly affects women. It can cause aches and pains and heaviness. But there's actually a research project that was undertaken by a sufferer of lipedema. She writes that after I was diagnosed, I've become kinder to myself and know that it is not my fault that my body is the way that it is. But I often hear from both society and the health service that women like me are just fat and lazy and that we need to toughen up. Okay, so this is a study of diet for lipedema. And a doctoral thesis investigating the relationship between two different diets and the effect on pain, quality of life, body weight and body composition, appetite and inflammation. So what they found in this study, they compared a calorie-restricted regular diet, a mixed diet, with a low-carb diet. And they looked at 70 women with lipedema, I think it's pronounced both ways, aged 19 to 73. And they divided the 70 women into two groups. One group followed a low-carb diet, while the other followed a low-fat diet. Both groups ate the same number of calories each day, but the ratio of the carbohydrates and fat varied. They received weekly follow-up for 8 weeks. They were tested at the beginning and the end of the study. Pain and quality of life were measured through a questionnaire. And the results showed clear differences between the two groups. The women in the low-carb group had less pain in just a matter of 8 weeks. Participants in the control group, the other group, the low-fat diet, did not experience any change in pain. Both groups reported better quality of life. You know, it's a bit of a placebo effect, and also this was a diet, so perhaps there was a little bit of an improved eating pattern. And tests were carried out to see if there was a reduction in pain due to less inflammation in the body. That turned out not to be the case. There was no difference in inflammation, but there still were subjective improvements. And at the end of the study, we found that women who ate fewer carbs were less hungry than the other group. This is a challenging condition. Sometimes liposuction is offered. Sometimes these women, especially women, because it's more predominantly a female problem, use compression garments, which gives some people some degree of relief. But it's interesting that diet, in relatively short time, produced results in this small pilot study comparing low-carb versus low-fat diet. Okay, so as you know, because many of you strive for this, aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Take a look at RFK Jr. I mean, he's doing the 10-minute push-up and pull-up challenge and completing it in just under half the time. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites something called mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Because as we age, our cells build up damage, and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. So boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I personally can vouch for this. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. Maybe do that 10-minute pull-up and push-up challenge along with RFK and Pete Hegseth. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase. They've also got great skincare products, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. So just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. I use my coupon code Hoffman at checkout to receive a generous 20% off MitoPure today. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman. All right, so an update on this fast-moving story. Last week, I sounded the alarm. It's kind of a Paul Revere moment because the FDA sent letters to manufacturers, importers, and distributors of animal-derived thyroid medications saying that by 2029, they would have to meet certain rigorous, almost impossible to meet specifications, or else they would be banned. And they said that doctors would be instructed to work with patients to get them on synthetic thyroid hormones before the deadline looms, so no biggie. Unfortunately for a lot of patients, that would be huge because these natural thyroid supplements, and we're not talking over-the-counter supplements, we're talking about prescription medications, things like Armour Thyroid, Natural Desiccated Thyroid, Nature Thyroid, they would be off the market by 2029. And as for compounding, these products would be also unapproved and not eligible for compounding because they are regulated as biological products. And a lot of people freaked out, yours truly included, and we put out a clarion call to call legislators and to call regulators, and there was a quick turnaround because it kind of surprised me because we thought this was this MAHA regime under RFK Jr. was more friendly to natural products, and then along came this proposed ban. But sure enough, rather quickly, within a few days, the new commissioner of FDA, Marty McCarry, who's a good guy, reassured on X, on social media, quote, FDA is committed to pursuing the first ever approval of desiccated thyroid extract pending results of the ongoing clinical trials. In the meantime, we will ensure access for all Americans. Then RFK Jr., his boss, chimed in and said, love your approach of using gold standard science and common sense at Dr. McCarry, FDA. So the edict is now coming from the top, the FDA commissioner and the HHS administrator, RFK Jr., that there will not be a draconian curtailment of access to natural thyroid. And it's a reprieve. It's not necessarily a conclusive reversal of this effort to regulate natural thyroid, but it's clear that they're going to try to grease the wheels for approval of natural thyroid products, and that the millions of people who take these products are less endangered with a complete ban that will come into effect within a few years. That's not going to happen. No way that people are going to allow that to happen. There will be such a hue and cry that it can't go forward. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
The big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real
breakthrough herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The Nation with Mark Angelides.
Who has the most to lose, and what stumbling blocks are in the way for a Russia-Ukraine peace deal? We examine the unseen angles on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this item is an ingenious non-pharmacological solution to knee pain, osteoarthritis that causes knee pain. It's just a really common problem as people age. Their knees hurt, and then they take lots of, the standard treatment is non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which can somewhat alleviate the pain. They're not that great, but they can cause a lot of problems. They can cause stomach problems, gastrointestinal bleeding. They can cause kidney problems. They can raise blood pressure. And so, you know, an occasional use or an injury okay, but to use them day in and out is not good. And plus, they actually slow the healing process after you have an injury. So they may make you feel better, but by dampening inflammation, inflammation is part of the healing process, and by turning off inflammation, you actually turn off some of the repair. So they ultimately don't have an effect on the outcome that's kind of make you feel better. And then, of course, there's knee replacement. And there's just so many people walking around with knee replacements, hip replacements, all kinds of mechanical parts. So the headline in this story from Science Daily, one small walking adjustment could delay knee surgery for years. So, I mean, I think you've probably heard that you can put certain inserts into your shoes, or you can be retrained to walk in a certain way, you know, like the song Walk This Way by Aerosmith. Walk This Way, or from Young Frankenstein. That's a famous line from Young Frankenstein. Walk This Way, and you can walk away your knee pain. A lot of the studies on that show that it doesn't really work. But here's a precision technique developed by a Utah engineering professor in conjunction with researchers at NYU and Stanford University that is guided gait retraining. Okay, so what do they do here? It's kind of elaborate. They do MRIs, and they look at how the angle of your hips and knees. And then they use special sensors and motion caption cameras to record the mechanics of your gait. And they then determine whether turning your toes inward or outward is more likely to reduce load more, and whether a 5% or a 10% adjustment would be ideal. So this is like a very precision way of gait retraining. Okay? And it's not, you know, just like, okay, we have a feeling. It's like very, very, very engineered. Participants from the different groups, there were 68 participants, and there was also a placebo group. So a sham treatment group where they just said, kind of randomly, they said, you know, walk this way or walk that way without, you know, the insights derived from the motion capture and the MRIs. Participants, there were 68 participants, and half were in a placebo and half were in an active group. They had 6 weekly training sessions where they received biofeedback that helped them maintain the right foot angle while walking on the lab's treadmill. They were then encouraged to practice their new gait for at least 20 minutes a day to the point where it became natural. So it really worked. It worked better than ibuprofen in terms of pain reduction. And it works slightly less well than a narcotic like OxyContin. I mean, you take enough OxyContin and you will feel no pain. But you also will feel brain dead. And oh, by the way, you'll become addicted. And ultimately, you might overdose. So it's amazing that this gait retraining worked halfway between over-the-counter non-steroidal drug, ibuprofen, and a powerful narcotic, addictive narcotic drug that knocks you out like OxyContin. And the problem is, this is very, very precise and kind of labor-intensive and expensive. So what they want to do is they want to streamline the motion capture technique used to make the original foot angle prescription so that this intervention could eventually be prescribed in a physical therapy clinic. And retraining can happen while people go for a walk around their neighborhood. So, but they're onto something here, is that they're made short of getting a complete knee replacement, a piece of hardware put in your knee, there may be a way to alleviate knee pain naturally, forestall a knee replacement or dependence on drugs that have harmful effects. Interesting study. I hope it pans out. All right, this one. There are some people who there's no way, no how that their depression is alleviated. Refractory depression, antidepressant drugs work, only about 30-40% of people, and then there's electroshock therapy, and there's talk therapy, and all kinds of interventions ketamine, etc. This is the first of its kind study in which brain implants let a man, quote, experience joy for the first time in decades. He tried to commit suicide four times, never had a good day in his life. Surgical team implanted clusters of electrodes into his brain through two small holes drilled into his skull. So this is not trivial. This is a big deal. The researchers sent weak electrical pulses through external wires, stimulating brain networks. And what they found is the guy actually said that he, for the first time in his life, he experienced joy through this, what is termed a brain pacemaker. This is a revolutionary technique that might turn things around for people with the most serious major depression that's refractory to all kinds of treatment. And it might usher in an era in which electrical treatments may be externally applied, because there is external magnetic treatment that can kind of rearrange brain networks that may ultimately replicate the effectiveness of literally putting wires down into critical parts of your brain that are associated with mood. Very, very interesting study and offering hope to people who suffer from major depression. Folks, I just want to remind you that you can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Stay tuned for an announcement about an upcoming Labor Day sale. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. These are the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. And, of course, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping. You can get optional refill reminders via text or email. It's a safe, secure way to get your supplements. They've got world-class customer service there. And it is the way that I get my supplements and the way that my patients get their supplements. These are, you can find some of the things there that are a little esoteric and hard to find elsewhere. And you're guaranteed quality, and they're stored properly, shipped properly, and they're not counterfeit. Above all, you can rely on the supplement quality. Check out the hub for all things intelligent medicine, our website at drhoffman.com. You can follow our Intelligent Medicine podcast on your favorite podcast app. Get new episodes every weekday, because we keep churning them out. We've got some great interviews to share with you. Also follow yours truly on Facebook and Twitter for the latest health news, as well as fully vetted product recommendations. And make sure you subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter to get into your inbox on a weekly basis articles on the most relevant health stories that cross my desk. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have a safe and healthy weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Democrats growing concerned over new data about voters. Correspondent Ken Lorman says voters are leaving the party in droves.
According to a new analysis of voter registration data by the New York Times, fewer and fewer Americans are choosing to be Democrats. The exodus is occurring in battleground states, the bluest states, even the reddest states. The Times says Democrats lost about 2.1 million registered voters between the 2020 and 2024 elections in 30 states, along with Washington, D.C., that allow people to register with a political party. Republicans gained 2.4 million. Ken Lorman reporting.
President Trump says he will fire a Federal Reserve governor unless she resigns.
The director of the agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has urged the Justice Department to investigate Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The administration accuses her of committing mortgage fraud. President Trump is vowing to take action unless she steps down.
I'll fire her if she doesn't resign.
Cook said she had no intention of being bullied to step down and that she takes any questions about her financial history seriously. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Russia accusing Ukraine of drone strikes, sparking a fire at a nuclear power plant in the Kursk region early Sunday as Ukraine marked its Independence Day. That fire, by the way, was quickly extinguished with no injuries. Russia claimed then to have shot down at least 95 Ukrainian drones overnight. Thousands of homes are under evacuation orders and warnings because of wildfires in both Northern California and parts of South and Central Oregon as well. The Picket Fire in the Napa County north of San Francisco has grown to 10 square miles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with the next interest rate cut. When rates go down, returns on bonds follow, and that's why gold continues to be the safe haven asset of choice for smart investors. Are you protected? Don't wait until it's too late to profit from the back and forth from the Fed on interest rates. Right now, if you have a qualified IRA or 401k, you could receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open your retirement account with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit AdvantageGold.com and get your free gold IRA guide and find out how much bonus gold you qualify for. Call 800-900-8000 to qualify for your free $10,000 precious metals bonus when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
If you are looking for a job, this might be for you. ICE is looking to hire another 10,000 people.
Officers with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, have been coming under fire as they arrest, detain, and deport people they say are in the U.S. illegally.
You're trying to arrest innocent people? What's your purpose? What's your goal?
But Todd Lyons, acting director of ICE, says they've been having no problem finding recruits to train as ICE officers. They want to hire some 10,000 more before the end of the year.
The good thing is we can be picky now. We don't have to just take it. Anybody.
The latest class has been training at a facility in Brunswick, Georgia.
Yeah. Oh. One, two, three, four.
Currently, ICE applicants must be 21 years or older and no older than 37 or 40, depending on what position they're applying for. I'm Donna Water.
This is SR...
Oh, under the category of
white sharks in the New England area, and it appears you should be relatively safe unless you happen to be a seal. Then you might have something to worry about. More on that story now from correspondent Julie Walker and an explanation.
New data shows those great white sharks made famous 50 years ago by the movie Jaws are spending more time in the chilly waters off New England and Atlantic Canada. Sightings of the apex predators are up in places like Maine, where 19 unique white sharks were recorded last year on 47 separate dates, according to the Maine Department of Marine Resources. Scientists linked the sightings to increased availability of the seals the sharks feast on and say beachgoers are generally very safe from shark bites. I'm Julie Walker.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. Why don't take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMV soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Maybe you don't live there yet. Maybe you're waiting to move from home to the senior care community, but you're coming straight into assisted living. Well, you would not have that first right of refusal, if you will, on that assisted living apartment. You would, but if no one internally speaks up for that apartment, or maybe that's not needed at this time, then they will fill that apartment with someone outside of their community from that external waiting list. So hopefully that makes sense. So what if you're moving into just like a freestanding assisted living community? Okay, it's all an external wait list because it's all assisted living. And they don't have the different levels of care. So the waiting list is, you speak up, you raise your hand, I want to be on the wait list. Some places would charge a wait list deposit fee of maybe, say, $500, which is fully refundable if you should change your mind. No worries at all, but it would secure your place on the wait list. A lot of places don't charge that. They just keep a waiting list. And it is very common to encounter a waiting list during certain times of the year where the peak demand is a lot higher, actually. And I'll talk about that in just a second. And if you are one of the better performing or one of the top performing senior care communities, guess what? Everyone wants to go there and receive their care. So the demand maybe for a particular place is higher than maybe another place. And so you raise your hand, you put your name on the wait list, you may or may not have a deposit for that wait list. And again, it's pretty common to encounter that waiting list depending on the place and the time of year. So how does a waiting list work? So let's say you're down on the wait list and then you're rising and you're rising, and a few months down the road, your name climbs up to the top of the list and now you're first on the list. And then a week or two later, they give you a call. Are you ready to move yet? We have an apartment available, or we have a bed available. We have a spot available, space available for you. Nope, we're not quite ready to move. So call me the next time you have a space available. So the question is, are you going to get bumped down to the bottom of the list? How dare you turn down our opening? No, the vast majority of places do not work that way, and your name stays at number one. And then what they're going to do is they're going to call number two, number three, number four, number five, until someone takes the space. And here's a really common example. They'll call number two. Number two says, hey, we couldn't wait any longer. We really needed to move. We chose another place, so go ahead and take us off the list. Okay, all right, thank you. Thanks for letting us know. They'll call number three. Number three says, hey, Steve, my dad passed away kind of unexpectedly. We'll no longer need your services. We're sorry to hear about that, and we'll take your name off of the list. And then they'll call the next person down. They'll call number four. Number four said, hey, we needed to move. We made some decisions, and we moved Mom to the Phoenix, Arizona area, where I've got a couple of brothers and family members there, and Mom ended up moving there. So we'll no longer need your services. Okay, sure, thanks. Thanks for letting us know. And then number five says, we'll take it. We will take it. We're ready to move. So then number six moves up to number two. Number seven moves up to number three. Number eight moves up to number four. You see how this goes. But you remain at number one. And then they'll just keep calling you over and over and over again until the timing is right. So I work with, again, with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, with so many clients. I'm working with clients today who are in this exact situation. We know we're going to need to move. A couple of my clients right now are wanting to move by the end of the year. And so, but we also have them on waiting lists because the places that they're interested in, they do have a wait list. And what if they call them here in the middle of the summer? They're not ready to move yet. We're going to do the same thing. But what we've done, the point is that we've gotten out ahead of the need. We're being proactive. We've done our market research. We've done our homework. We've made some decisions, and we have our name on a waiting list or two. And then we're now, we've already done that. We're past that. And there's a lot of peace of mind knowing where your next home is. Now we're just managing the timing and managing the wait list. And hopefully that makes sense. So that is how a waiting list works. And, you know, that's how the majority of people or communities work a waiting list. There are only maybe a place or two, maybe a couple places that actually do move you to the bottom of the list, but that is not, that kind of drives me crazy. That is not the normal standard industry way to work a waiting list. And then I mentioned the seasonal demand. So in January, February, and March, you have the highest level of demand. There's always a demand for senior care communities, but is the highest during the first quarter of the month. And then it will begin to kind of tail off into the lowest part of the demand, which we're in right now in the summer months. And then it will start to slowly kind of tick up, kind of increase toward the end of the year. And then boom, it pops up in January, February, March. And so it's a little bit like a crooked cereal bowl, if you will, with the left side being a little bit higher than the right side, if you will. So that is a waiting list. That's what it is. That's how it works. And that's how your name will be treated. They'll call you over. Now, they're not going to do this for the next 10 years. Okay. But they'll do this for the next 6, 12, 18 months. No worries at all. All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. While on a waiting list, if I decline an open space at my chosen senior care community, I will be A, moved to the bottom of the list, B, remain in the top position on the list, C, I'll be skipped over if they don't like me, or D, it depends on the policy of that particular senior care community. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits.
our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565. Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Question. It does depend on the policy of that particular senior care community, but I can tell you the vast, vast majority of senior care communities operate as the answer B, remain in the top position on the list. And again, if you decline it, you stay at number one, and they'll just, again, they'll call 2, 3, 4, 5, they'll go down the list until someone takes the space. And that's how the vast majority of senior care communities work their waiting list. All right. So this is another area that can really haunt you. It can bite you and you're not even aware of it. And it is something called a care contract. So I'm going to talk about what is a care contract, when you need one, and we're going to get into that here a little bit. So what if you're living at home and you need care, but you're not ready to move to a senior care community, and you don't want to hire a home care company that would come in and provide, you know, an outside person, you know, to come into your home and help you with care. The question is, I guess, can you pay a family member to provide your care? And, of course, the answer is yes, but now we have some potential issues down the road if you don't do this properly and if you don't plan it out right now, today. So let's say you hire your daughter to be your caregiver. This is really common. It could be your son, but in this example, let's say you hire your daughter to be your caregiver, and then instead of paying a home care company, you want to pay your daughter, and you're going to pay her for her time and assistance because, after all, she quit her job to be your caregiver. And then let's say, and this is a very common example or situation, if you will, then later on down the road, you need more help than she can provide. And now at that point, you need to move to long-term care. You need a nursing home level of care. And, oh, by the way, you've outlived your assets. You've spent all your money. And you're going to need to qualify for Medicaid to help pay for your stay in a nursing home. What you would need to do right up front, on the front end, is you need to have a care contract. Trust me on this one. Oh, Steve, I'll never need a nursing home. What, you don't know that. You don't know that. Oh, my daughter's fine. I mean, you don't know that. Her husband could get transferred to another state, and all of a sudden, you know, she and the family have to move, and then you're stuck, and all of a sudden, you just don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So let's be prepared for all of our possibilities. So a care contract is essentially an employment agreement between you and your daughter. And the care contract would spell out the caregiving responsibilities that she would be providing and the hours worked, and then the dollar, you know, the cost per hour, the pay per hour, what you're going to pay her per hour. Okay. And what you pay for per hour, you're not going to pay her $200 an hour because you're trying to siphon off a bunch of money to your daughter. Most of that's going to be considered a gift. You're going to want to pay her the average market price that would be paid to a home care provider. And that is what should be in that care contract. Now, again, you're going to need a care contract because it documents who provided your care, when they provided your care, what kind of care and how much care, and the details of the care provided. That will be all documented there, and how much you're paying for that, and when it started, and the different days worked, et cetera, et cetera. You have everything documented. Everything is outlined. All of that would line up to the checks that you're writing or the expenses that hit your bank account. Now, you would need one if you're hiring a family member to come into your home and provide your care, and then you're paying that family member. Because, again, you know, what happens if you're paying a family member to be your caregiver and you don't have a care contract? And you know what? You might be just fine. But what happens if you don't have that care contract? And again, you need to qualify for Medicaid to move to long-term care in the next 5 years. Well, I'm going to tell you what happens. And it's bad. Your daughter quits her job. She comes into your house, and she's just helping her mom. She's providing care. She's taking care of her mom, like we all would, or maybe most of us would. Okay? I would. I think most reasonable people who love their parents, they would do that. So you go in, you're providing the care, and then if you need to move, again, to a nursing home, a couple of years, 2-3 years down the road, and now you're qualifying for Medicaid, and then you have a lot of questionnaires, and then it comes up, well, what is this $40,000 or $50,000 that you've paid to, and who is this lady? Oh, lady, that's my daughter. But what is all this money that you paid to her? Well, she quit her job, and she came over, and she took care of me. Instead of paying a home care provider, I paid my daughter. Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Well, where's your care contract? Where's my what? Your care contract. What is a care contract? So it's explained to you. You're like, oh, no, I didn't realize that I had to have one of those. And they're like, okay, well, that's fine. So every without a care contract, this is the key point, without a care contract, every dollar that you paid your daughter to provide your care is considered a gift. And I know that's not right. I know that's not right. But there's been so much abuse of the Medicaid system that you have to document yourself and you have to prove what you're doing here. Otherwise, you're assumed guilty until proven innocent, basically. Okay, so if they consider all of that a gift and you need to move into long-term care, that's going to then cause a Medicaid penalty, which is going to be very painful. You won't be able to qualify for Medicaid right away until you take care of this Medicaid penalty, right? So do yourself a giant favor and get a care contract in place immediately. And you'll thank me later for that one. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about that Medicaid penalty and exactly how it works.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
One of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work. The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks. Faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The
you a line and seal your gutters and install a leaf filter. America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders.
I love that you focus on that your mom introduced you to faith. How does that foundation influence who you are today? And what does faith mean to you now?
When I look back at my career in, as a lawyer or a nonprofit executive, I really do feel like faith is about doing for other people and believing in people. And in order to serve other people and try to make the world a better place, you have to believe inherently that people are good and that you have hope and in change and social justice. For me, that's what faith is. It's believing that people are inherently good and that we can solve hard things together.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll tell you what, this program is all over the place. It's a nationally syndicated radio program. It's broadcast all around the country. And then after the weekend broadcasts, then it's turned into a podcast and then distributed to all of the major platforms. So just do a quick search. You could subscribe. You could go to seniorcarelive.com, whatever it is that works best for you. But check it out. Share it with your friends. I do appreciate it. All right. So we're talking about a little bit of everything today. And I mentioned that if you don't have a care contract, you pay a family member all this money over this period of time. Then in the next few years, you have to move to a nursing home, qualify for Medicaid. Without the care contract, you will be hit with a large Medicaid penalty. If you have a care contract, every single dollar paid to that family member is an allowable expense because you documented it and you're paying them the average market rate in your market. Okay, trust me on this. And where do you get one of these things? You need to contact a local elder law attorney so that they can draft the contract per the Medicaid laws and requirements of your state. And here in a little bit, I'll tell you the best way to find a local elder law attorney. Stay tuned for that. Okay, so the Medicaid penalty divisor gets in a little bit in the weeds here. So I'm broadcasting from Kansas City. I happen to live on the Kansas side, but we straddle the state line. So we have Kansas rules and numbers and then Missouri rules and numbers. So the Medicaid penalty divisor in Kansas is $7,536. These are 2025 numbers. In Missouri, they have a daily divisor, which is $264.41. So for a 30-day month in Missouri, it ends up being $7,932.30. Okay, what does that mean? So, and I'm just going to use Kansas as an example for some really easy math. I'm going to give you an example here of how this thing works. So let's say you made a gift. According to Medicaid, you made a gift. That could be giving someone money. Well, I just paid for my grandson's first year in college. It was only $25,000. Well, that's a gift. I paid my daughter $100 an hour to provide care when I should have been paying $25. Well, $75 an hour is a gift. Well, I didn't want my house anymore. It's worth $200,000, so I sold it to my son for a dollar. That's a $199,999 gift, right? So that's it. It's a You get the idea. So you made a gift, and you made that gift in the last 5 years. And again, for super easy math, that gift totaled $75,360. Just going to do some super easy math. Now you need to move into a nursing home, and you apply for Medicaid so that Medicaid could help with that monthly cost. So Medicaid will do, they used to do a three-year look back. Now it's a five-year look back because there's so much abuse of this system. This is for people who really need it and qualify for it. But unfortunately, like everything else, you have people testing the limits and the boundaries and trying to abuse things. And that makes it harder on everyone else. Now it's a five-year look back, and this is to see if you made any gifts or transferred assets, which would be a gift, that would count as a Medicaid penalty. So you made a gift of $75,360. So they don't want you to pay it back. Well, in order to get Medicaid, you have to write a check. Nope, that money's gone. So what they'll do is they will penalize you for this. And here's how it works. They'll take the amount of the gift, $75,360, and divide it by the penalty divisor of your state. In this case, in Kansas, $7,536. Simple math. The result is 10. That means that you would otherwise qualify for Medicaid, but now we have a penalty. And for the next 10 months, Medicaid will not pay for your care. And then at the end of that 10 months, the gift is considered, and I'm putting up my air quotes here, cured. That gift has been cured. It's been paid back, essentially, by the lack of paying for your care in a nursing home. And then Medicaid will start paying for your care after that. So month 11, moving forward. So you see how that works? So you can give money away. You just have to understand that in the next 5 years, if you need to qualify for Medicaid to move to long-term care to receive the care, that gift is going to result in a penalty. Let's say you gave your money to your son and your son or whoever. We'll pick on your son. and he used a big chunk, you know, $120,000 to add on to his house or buy a boat or whatever. And then you come up on this penalty. You're like, son, I need that money back. I don't have it anymore. I added on to my house, or it's floating out in the lake, or whatever the case, or it's gone. Who's going to pay for your care, in my example, for the next 10 months? Who's going to do it? That's a tough question, isn't it? And then there's even another penalty that's somewhat hidden. So in Kansas, the penalty is $7,536, but the average cost to move into a nursing home is $9,000 to $10,000 a month. So in that 10-year penalty, their calculation is $75,360, but if your loved one moves into a nursing home that costs $10,000 a month, which is very easy to do, by the way, take that times 10, you're actually paying $100,000 when, if you wouldn't have made the gift at all, you would have paid that $75,360 for their care and they would have qualified. So this is in the weeds quite a bit, I will admit that. Hopefully I didn't lose anybody out there. But it is really, really important to understand that you can't mess around with this stuff. Gosh, I've met with thousands of people at this point over my career with Senior Care Consulting. And once in a while, I'll have someone who's a little spunky. Well, Steve, what if that money just, and they'll put up the air quotes, disappears? I'm like, oh, what do you mean? I know what they mean, but I have them explain that. Well, what if that money just leaves the account and poof, it shows up in a different account? I'm like, well, it's still their money. Well, but I would put it in, you know, my name or, you know, my daughter's name or something like that. And then they'll never find it. Well, yeah, they will find it. And then they start to go into all these exotic ways that they're going to hide their assets so that they can have Medicaid paid for the nursing home for mom. And on a couple of guys, they're getting pretty exotic. And I said, sir, how do you look in orange? Yeah. Our producer just chuckled. Darren, he about lost it over there. But I said, how do you look in orange? He kind of looks at me funny. I'm like, how do you look in all orange, like from your head to your toe? I said, because if you get caught doing that, that's a federal, that's fraud at a federal level. That's a felony. You'll go to prison. Don't do it. Do not mess around with this stuff. And again, if you need help trying to do asset protection properly in the right way, do it legally, right? Get your care contract taken care of and any other, you know, elder law needs that you may have, you will go to NALA.org and find a local elder law attorney to help you do all of this stuff properly. NAELA.org. That stands for the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. You can do a search in your area, find a list of local attorneys, and do this stuff properly. Don't get funny with this stuff. It's going to come back to bite you. Okay? And coming up next, I'll have another exemption that I don't think anyone has ever even heard of outside of my industry. Don't go away. I'll be back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC's Settlement Funding. Here's the number.
800-245-1358. 800-245-1358. That's 800-245-1358.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, recognizing the steadfast dedication and sacrifices made by service members and their families. T-Mobile is committed to supporting active duty veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more.
Vietnam vet Bobby Han didn't want a dog, but he didn't expect a cat to save his life either. After a stroke left him unable to speak, his rescue tabby Beans never left his side. Beans curled up next to him during speech therapy and even helped alert Bobby's daughter when he had a fall. Now, Bobby can talk again, and he swears the cat encouraged him more than any doctor. Beans might not have a vest, but she has earned her stripes. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Is your money actually working for you?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The purchasing power of the dollar has dropped over the last 30 years by over 50%, yet the total return in the stock market is up 874%. Make your money work or watch it burn.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're calling this show a little bit of everything. So I've talked about a waiting list as far as getting on a waiting list at a senior care community, what it is, how it works, the seasonal demand and all of those sort of things around surrounding a waiting list. Talked about care contract, what it is, how it works, why you need one, why it's really important to get that done in certain situations. And then we talked about the Medicaid penalty divisor. So I talked about Kansas, $7,536. In Missouri, a 30-day month would be $7,932.30. Every state has a different penalty divisor, but they're all going to be kind of similar to that. Okay. So, but every state's a little bit different. But if you make a gift, there is a penalty in every state. That's just how this Medicaid program works. Medicaid is a national benefit, but it's administered at the state level. So each state could have some slight differences. And most states do, but they're all similar, but each state's a little bit different. Check with your local elder law attorney to get that dialed in and make sure that you're doing these things right. Let's talk about an exemption that I don't think anyone knows about unless you're an elder law attorney or your trusty senior care consultant, Steve Kuecker. It's called the Caretaker Child Exemption. Now, I think a lot of people might qualify for this. They literally don't even know it. If an adult child, one of your adult children, moves in with the parent, moves into the parent's home, and provides 24-hour care. They move in. They take care of them. And they provide this care for at least, whether they're being paid or not, okay? And they provide this care for at least 2 years, okay? So you have an adult child, they move in with their parent or parents, they provide 24-hour care for at least 2 years. And let me tell you, that's easy to do right there. Untold number of people have done this or are doing this right now. Medicaid allows for the transfer of the house to the care, what's called a caretaker child without penalty. That is an allowable transfer of a major asset. It's an exemption. It's a thank you for saving Medicaid 2 years of care expenses. That's what it is. Let me say that again. That got some attention. I felt it all the way through the radio here. That got some attention. If the adult child moves in with the parent or parents, moves into their home, that doesn't mean bringing your parent to your house. You move into their home. You are their caregiver. You've provided 24-hour care for at least 2 years. And they could be living in a a nice house. Or it can be, you know, a basic home. You're moving into the house, okay? Medicaid allows for the transfer of that house. You can sign that house over to that caretaker child without any penalty. Well, Steve, they come over once in a while, and they've done that for several years. Can I just give the house to them? Nope. That would be a penalty. That would cause a giant penalty. Okay? But if they move in with you, they've been providing your care for at least 2 years, and trust me, there are thousands and thousands of people who are doing that right now, today. They already qualify for this. And then let's say that your parent at some point needs to move to a nursing home and qualify for Medicaid. Super common situation. That house can be transferred to that caretaker child without penalty. Again, don't just do this on your own. Don't just draw up a care contract on your own, because highly likely that care contract is not going to meet your state's Medicare laws and language. Right? And don't mess around with trying to transfer assets or make gifts, trying to get around, some of these gifting laws and penalties. Do it properly. Reach out to a local elder law attorney in your area. Go to NAELA.org, NAELA.org, and you can do a search in your town, your city, throughout your state. You want it more local than that. Put in your zip code, and it'll go out for, 10 or 20 miles and give you a list. And you want an elder law attorney that's been in business for a while and does 100% elder law work. Okay, that's my opinion. Search your area. Have them help you do this. This will be some of the best money that you've ever spent. This last week, I went to a really cool networking event. There were probably over 200 people at this thing. It was, I had a great time, and I ran into some old friends and old colleagues and one particular fella. He is an attorney, and he has sent a number of his clients to Senior Care Consulting over the years for placement assistance. And he didn't even know it, but he gave me one of the nicest compliments. He turned around to his colleague and he said, "This is Steve Kuecker, and he is the pioneer in his business of helping families find the right place in that search and selection process and that placement process. He is the pioneer of that business. He's a good man, and you need to get to know him." I thought that was one, that was such a nice compliment. That made my day. That made my whole week. I'm still glowing with that. It was just a really, really nice thing to say. I've had a lot of people ask me about how I'm doing after my brain surgery that I discussed a few weeks ago. We are about 6.5 weeks post-op brain surgery, and I am doing so well. All of the prayers of a speedy and full recovery have been answered, and it's my recovery, I'll tell you, has been nothing short of miraculous, I would say. Just unbelievable. People cannot believe I have done so well so soon after a 4-hour long brain surgery, right? And praise God. I'm telling you, all the prayers have been answered. I feel very, very blessed, very, very fortunate. And then last but not least, let's not forget about all the dads out there. This is Father's Day, and Darren's over here raising the roof. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Fire up that barbecue. I hope maybe you get take a nap or go out and watch your favorite baseball team, the Kansas City Royals. Play a game, and hopefully your team wins. But just want to say happy Father's Day to all the great guys out there. Take a rest today. You deserve it. Happy Father's Day to you. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Massive wildfires in the western U.S. still causing problems. Thousands of homes under evacuation orders because of the fires in Northern California and in Central Oregon thus far. No reports of any fatalities. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity says an angry President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, saying the jobs report for July recalculated downward by some 250,000, saying the BLS initial estimates of employment for May and June. Now, economist Steve Moore with the Committee for Prosperity says the president aims to restore credibility to government reports.
When we put out jobs numbers that are unreliable, that does damage to our economy. So many decisions we make in government and private companies hiring people are determined by whether these what these numbers tell us. If they're telling us the wrong thing, we're going to make wrong policy decisions.
Liberals are still fuming. The president picked E.J. Antoni to head up the BLS.
I don't understand why they have this jihad against him. I mean, E.J. is one of the top economists and statisticians in the country. He'd be perfect for this. And I've talked to him many times about this. You know, he says we just have to get honest and accurate numbers.
Former California Republican Congressman Pete Campbell says you can expect big changes to California's election map if the majority Democrats have their way.
What you want to do is take where you have pockets of Republicans and divide them, so you break them up. And where you have pockets of Democrats, you divide them as well in order to move them to where there are pockets of Republicans and make the numbers work so you have majority Democrats in more and more places.
Campbell was appearing this week on the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
A former Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz has been looking into the dangers of stolen data. Now, he says the government itself is now in the business of both gathering and selling your personal data.
Part of my problem with the federal government is I don't trust them with our data. And they have been collecting so much, but they can't be trusted. We've had multiple break-ins and stealing of data.
And he says the Democrats use that for a program they called Vote ER, that to sign up voters when they were either hospitalized and in some cases in mental wards.
You can tell a lot about a patient if you have that information, and they literally gathered several million bits of information about patients while they're in the hospital. Your HIPAA laws. I mean, they literally did this to Democrats.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A new investigation revealing the risk of railroads policing their own bridges.
The Howard Center for Investigative Journalism at Arizona State University found railroads can withhold bridge inspection results from the public, unlike highway bridges, which are inspected by government agencies that publish findings online. Railroad bridges are inspected by railroads themselves. That means there is no public access to inspections and minimal federal oversight. This secrecy has contributed to missed warning signs, delayed repairs, and bridge collapse. John Scott reporting.
One person is dead, three injured in a blast at Moscow Central Children's Store. Now, Russian emergency services say a gas cylinder exploded on the third floor of that structure. The mayor attributes the blast to an equipment malfunction. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, Mi Amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I am the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
All doses of weight loss medications, you take an introductory, take, for example, Wegovy, which is a GLP-1 drug, semaglutide, by Nordisk. The comparable medication, Ozempic, is designed for diabetes, but Wegovy is specifically targeted for weight loss. In the first month, users take a low introductory dose by injection of 0.25 milligrams per week. Then that doubles, and then it doubles again until you reach a maintenance dose of 1.7 or 2.4 milligrams per week. But some people have side effects associated with these higher doses. So an argument has been made that maybe, and I've seen TV ads for this, and I was kind of skeptical. These are TV ads for drops that you take under the tongue. Avoid the muss and fuss of injecting yourself. Just take sublingual drops, very low doses, microdosing of the weight loss drugs. And I thought to myself, I've got to investigate that. Should I call BS on that? Because sometimes there are these really aggressively promoted forms of drug therapy that don't really work. And these are outfits, these are compounding pharmacies that have taken advantage of telemedicine. Basically, you call in and there's some preliminary screening. I think if you can hit the threshold of fogging a mirror, you get your weight loss drops sent to you. So there's not a lot of screening. Maybe you talk to a health practitioner for medical legal purposes. They've got to do that before they send you a prescription drug, but you can get these things online. And they are ubiquitous. And a lot of people are doing that for cost-saving reasons, or they don't like injections, or perhaps they think that, I don't have to lose that much weight. I don't want to make myself nauseous. I don't want to have constipation, all this, reflux problems that are associated with the higher doses. So I'll just take a little bit. And also the idea behind the microdosing is that there may be some health benefits beyond weight loss for these off-label, low-dose forms of the GLP-1 drugs. It's even been suggested that maybe they have anti-inflammatory or cardiovascular protective or even longevity enhancing capabilities. Brian Johnson, who's this tech entrepreneur who claims to want to live forever,
That's part of his regimen. He takes low doses. He's ultra thin. He has minimal body fat, but he takes just a little bit of the GLP-1 drugs to extend his longevity as part of his anti-aging program to defeat death. Well, that's his claim. Anyway, I took a look at this, and first of all, it must be said that even with the standard doses of the injectable drugs, it's estimated that about 15 to 30% of people fail these drugs. They don't lose any weight. So then how is it possible that taking even lower doses can make a difference for some people? You know, taking like sublingual drops, much lower doses. Yeah, on a daily basis instead of weekly injections. Does that work? Could it work? And the answer is, in part, you know, there may be a placebo effect, because whenever you take something that you pay for that you think is going to work, there might be an appetite-reducing effect, because this is a subjective thing. You know, your feeling of appetite, whether you are sealing the deal with simple willpower or by taking some sublingual drops, maybe that could be part and parcel of a modest weight loss program, not losing 15 or 20% of your body weight. But, you know, shaving off a few extra pounds, it could be plausible that it could work just based on placebo. But is it possible that some people can achieve weight loss with these sublingual drops? Well, first of all, there's not a lot of studies about these sublingual drops. For approval of these drugs, they were injected, okay, except for Wegovy, which was approved on the basis of it worked in a pill form somewhat, but not that great. In fact, to give you an example of why oral weight loss pills may not be as effective, Eli Lilly just announced results of their oral weight loss pill, and it's got a funny name. I can't even pronounce it. It's, what the heck is it called? It's called Orforglipron. Okay, they're going to come up with a catchier name when they introduce it, but the experimental name, Orforglipron, underwhelming results. People lost, you know, only like 5 or 10% of their body weight. That's still substantial for some people, but because the results were not as robust as with the injectables, their stocks dived on announcement of the steady results. But still, 5 to 10%, you know, for some people, that could be very, that could also even be an off-ramp after people stop taking the injectable drugs. There's also the prospect that these oral drugs may be cheaper, certainly easier to use than shots. So is it possible that taking a sublingual form of GLP-1 drug could be effective? Well, according to some people, and I looked at the reviews. Looking at reviews sometimes, it's not a clinical study, but there are no double-blind placebo-controlled prospective studies on microdosing some of these GLP-1 formulations under the tongue, the drops, the so-called drops. But I looked at consumer reports, and they were all over the place. Some people said they're worthless. You know, I took the drops, didn't do anything. It's a ripoff. I want my money back. There was no effect whatsoever. And for other people, they said, yeah, the drops were somewhat effective. So the notion is that some people may be what are called hyper-responders to GLP-1 drugs. They get a very, very robust response. They also might be more prone to side effects when ramped up to the higher doses. So for those people, they claimed that there was some benefit, maybe not 15, 20% of total body weight, but, you know, shave off a few extra pounds might be an economical and easy to tolerate way of taking these medications. Apparently the way to take this stuff is you place the liquid under your tongue, and then you keep your mouth closed and hold it there for at least 1 to 2 minutes. The longer the better for absorption. Swish it around in your mouth before swallowing. You don't want to swallow it. You want it. It actually should be absorbed through the blood vessels under your tongue. And that's why sublingual medications seem to work. They go directly into the bloodstream. So that's the idea. Also, they suggest avoid eating, drinking, or brushing your teeth for about 30 minutes after. This gives the medication time to absorb fully. And, you know, I've got colleagues, I don't prescribe these medications, but I've got colleagues who prescribe these medications in oral form. And again, this is not, it's FDA allowed, it's not necessarily FDA approved, but it is, for some people, a way to avoid side effects, economize a little bit, and avoid the muss and fuss of taking weekly injections. Microdosing for some people is a plausible avenue. For others, it's a total waste of time. So I thought I'd weigh in on that because a lot of people are seeing these ads like, does it work? Could it work? The answer is a big maybe. Maybe this is for you, maybe not. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate. Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharge its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates. And its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with Vinetastic, a revolutionary antioxidant beverage made with Le Bleu Extra Pure Water and Mighty Muscadine Extract. Did you know that over 136 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic? If you're one of them, Vinetastic was specifically designed to support your health needs. Each bottle promotes heart health, stronger immunity, improved brain function, better joint health, and balanced blood sugar levels. Visit Vinetastic.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's Vinetastic.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Linda
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler area and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And before we get to your phone calls, I wanted to share this study with you, because we often talk about ways to preserve our cognitive abilities. There's such a tendency as people age to lose brain power and even develop neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's disease, etc. And we've talked about various strategies via especially exercise, a healthy diet, avoidance of environmental toxins, even the use of certain supplements. Recently, there was a very fascinating article on the potential for lithium orotate to slow cognitive decline. It's an over-the-counter supplement, and it's very interesting that the brain may require some lithium to function optimally. But there's also this notion that certain brain teasers, exercises, watching Jeopardy, playing games, that these things can help to stave off cognitive decline. And I've been personally embarking on a strategy to forestall cognitive decline via study of a foreign language. My name is Hoffman, and hence my origins are German. In fact, my father was born in Germany and emigrated to the United States. I didn't hear very much of it at home, but I took it in high school, and I took it in college, and then I spent some time in Germany. And recently I was in Germany, and I remembered my German, and I enjoyed speaking German, and I decided to sign up for a Zoom class in German with homework. And it's really been a lot of fun and challenging. It's fun being a student again, you know, like getting homework and going through the homework and getting your homework corrected. And there's an article on this subject. It's called Multilingualism and Its Role in Shaping Cognitive Decline. And I got to say that some of the language here is very challenging. The summary: this study investigates how individual multilingual engagement modulates brain activity and cognitive control across the lifespan. And they used EEGs, and I barely can understand some of the language here. They talk about different types of brain waves, alpha waves, and ultimately they conclude that there is more neural recruitment. In other words, you use your brain cells more when you are engaged in multilingual engagement. So they say this study adds the growing body of evidence on multilingualism as a lifestyle factor that can contribute to healthier cognitive aging through neurocognitive adaptations. And I got to say, it's challenging. It's a brain tease. It reminds me a little bit of like doing mathematics or calculus, is learning grammar, memorizing words, formulating sentences, writing, reading, doing comprehension, listening to texts. But I think it may be helpful, multilingualism. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
Listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Is your money actually working for you?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The purchasing power of the dollar has dropped over the last 30 years by over 50%. Yet the total return in the stock market is up 874%. Make your money work or watch it burn.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. As I said earlier, this program, to some extent, is listener-driven with your questions, where you can call 877-726-8255, and you can record a question. So let's hear one of those.
This is Ellis from New Jersey. Can you tell me why neuropathy is so hard to treat and why many doctors are saying that that's the case? I do not have diabetes neuropathy, but I would like to know how is neuropathy and what protocols do you have? Thank you.
Okay. So, okay, neuropathy, unfortunately, is a many splendored thing. There are a lot of different types of neuropathy. It refers to nerve pain or nerve discomfort, sometimes, in some cases, loss of nerve sensation, sometimes tingling, numbness, but also pain. And there are different forms of neuropathy. You can have neuropathy when you have a compressed nerve. And an example of which is when you hit your funny bone. You know, temporarily you'll have like this weird tingling and sensation, and that is from trauma. But you can also have sciatica, which is a form of neuropathy, which can cause pain, but it ultimately can cause loss of sensation. And there are also forms of neuropathy which are related to diabetes. Diabetes damages the nerves, and that can be a problem. And there's also autoimmune neuropathy. One example of that is something called CIDP, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy. Thank you very much, medical school, for enabling me to decipher these initials and pronounce the words correctly. So CIDP is a condition for which they've introduced a drug. And you actually see advertisements for it on TV. It's called Vyvgart Hytrulo. And this is a drug that kind of blocks the autoimmune attack on the nerves with some benefits, it is thought. And so when we're talking about diabetic neuropathy, the best way of treating it is to alleviate the cause, which is to reduce blood sugar. But neuropathy is hard to treat. So, for example, if you have shingles, which is a form of neuropathy caused by a virus, it can be very, very painful. You know, you could take all the Tylenol in the world and you will get minimal relief. You could take all the Advil or Aleve in the world and you won't get much relief because those work mostly on inflammatory pain. And when it comes to nerve pain, yeah, inflammation may be involved, but it's actually nerve activation. And this is really challenging to deal with. The most effective medications, unfortunately, for dealing with neuropathy are medications that dull the senses, you know, opiates and also things like gabapentin, which if you take too much of, you feel mentally dulled. So these are commonly used for neuropathy. It's exciting that they've introduced a new medication, which is a novel non-opiate treatment for moderate to severe acute pain,
It's called Jurnavsk. Jurnavsk. Yeah, it's hard to pronounce. It's N-A-V-X at the end. How do you pronounce that? Jurnavsk, which is first-in-class non-opioid analgesic to treat moderate to severe acute pain. And it actually works on the peripheral nervous system. So it works in the nerves before pain signals reach the brain. So it doesn't dull the brain. It doesn't knock you out like opioids and like things like gabapentin. But it's new, and, you know, we've got to see how effective it's going to be. So in terms of natural ways of dealing with neuropathy, you know, there's sometimes electrical devices that can be helpful because if you rejigger the nerves, they with an electrical impulse, that may be helpful. Various devices purport to help nerve pain. Acupuncture, which works on, you know, the nerves, that may be a helpful treatment, although results may vary. When it comes to peripheral neuropathy due to diabetes, we can see success with things like benfotiamine. It's a form of vitamin B1. Alpha-lipoic acid has been shown to be helpful sometimes. Acetyl-L-carnitine or Alcar has been shown to be helpful sometimes for diabetic neuropathy. And for some people, B12 helps. I mean, a B12 deficiency will cause a form of neuropathy. So by giving people more B12, or in particular B12 injections, certain forms of neuropathy can be alleviated. So yes, neuropathy is hard to treat. It's a challenge. There's also some evidence that something called PEA, PEA is a endocannabinoid, but it's available now in supplement form. And over time, this is not instantaneous relief. It's not like taking a pill and, you know, within hours you're going to have blissful relief. But over time, PEA seems to have an effect on certain forms of nerve pain and can be helpful. So that's worth trying. So there you have it. All right. Folks, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. I really like their products. They're also priced very, very fairly and competitively. You can find them at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for joint and muscle support, Deflame, Ache Action, and Protocol's Bone Support Formula. Deflame is a proprietary blend of complementary herbs that may help to support occasional aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action's principal ingredient is a trademark form of Boswellia. Clinical tests have shown a meaningful decrease in pain and a significant improvement in joint health within 5 days. And Protocol's Bone Support Formula includes a compound that makes up the crystalline matrix of bone and teeth. It's the substance that gives them their rigidity. For more information or to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Folks, I had a question last week, one of our call-in questions, and the question was a kind of a sad question. It was about tinnitus, and the question was, is tinnitus incurable, and is it likely to get worse? And so tinnitus is a challenging condition, but I offered some hope to the caller by suggesting that lifestyle measures could have an impact on tinnitus, and therefore it's not hopeless to try natural approaches to tinnitus. No, there's not no single supplement that's a knockout panacea against tinnitus or ringing in the ears, you know, sounds buzzing, annoying intrusions on your auditory sensations. It turns out that there's evidence that diet and lifestyle may have an impact on tinnitus. And I'll share this study with you. This is a reprise of a study I talked about a few weeks ago. It's entitled The Role of Diet and Lifestyle in Tinnitus Management. And what they mention here, there's several strategies. Smoking and alcohol avoidance. Okay, that's obvious because smoking impairs circulation of the ear and alcohol is toxic over long term. Stress management. Okay, we know that stress is worsened by tinnitus, but the more stressed you are, it's a vicious cycle. You get all caught up in it. You become obsessed with this bane of your existence. Physical exercise and healthy diet. There's actually evidence that healthy diet, incorporating foods rich in antioxidants and omega-3 fatty acids, has positively affected tinnitus symptoms. Exercise may be beneficial, according to this. Prioritizing adequate sleep, you know, all these lifestyle measures may be part and parcel of an all-of-the-above strategy to overcome tinnitus. And, you know, don't forget cognitive behavioral therapy, because you can reframe this. Look, as one gets older, we are nagged by various aches and pains and maladies. And part of the successful adaptation to aging is to put these in the proper context. And that's kind of what cognitive behavioral therapy does. It's like, okay, you know, I got a little pain in my hip today, but, you know, overall I'm feeling well. And, you know, let's, you know, not focus on the negative. Let's focus on the positive. This is part and parcel of an overall strategy. But, yes, diet and lifestyle matter. And studies have shown that healthier diets, avoidance of ultra-processed foods, excess alcohol, caffeine, these are some of the things that can improve one's subjective experience of tinnitus. Not, perhaps not banish it altogether, but keep it below the threshold where it interferes with your daily life. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function, Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function, Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
All around, how do we make payments safer and easier to use online? We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Our number, let's take another one of your recorded calls. Let's hear it.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. I don't have a question. I have a comment, and I had to get a new primary care physician. I didn't have a primary care physician, but with my insurance, I had to get a primary care physician. And so I tried to find someone who was more into natural things, and I was told that this person was, and I went to him, and he said basically all this stuff about nutrition and supplements, taking them for help, is all a bunch of hooey. And they don't amount to anything. There's no scientific evidence that any of it helps you. So I had one appointment with this doctor.
Okay. So, yeah, this is a common lament. And actually addressed this in a book that I wrote a few years back called How to Talk to Your Doctor About Complementary and Alternative Medicine. And, you know, it's a bit of a tall order to expect, especially in this new insurance world, where especially if you're on Medicare or if you're in an HMO, that you have to have a primary care doctor as a so-called gatekeeper. In other words, if you want access to a specialist, you got to see the primary care. The primary care can authorize this. The primary care can authorize tests. You know, maybe you need a referral for a colonoscopy or an MRI or whatever. You got to see the primary care, the gatekeeper. And so there's kind of three levels. One is that your gatekeeper will enthusiastically embrace everything that you're doing and be curious and say, that's really great. Well, let me read up on that. Or, yeah, no, I encourage you to do that because that's fantastic. That's a rarity these days. Most primary care givers kind of fall in the middle ground,
where they'll say, well, that's interesting. I haven't heard about that. But, you know, I'm trained as a scientist to study the human body, and I'm open to different options. I don't necessarily buy into them, but that's kind of interesting what you're doing. Keep me apprised of what you're doing as long as it's safe, as long as you're not doing yourself grievous bodily harm by taking something that we know can have adverse effects. That's kind of an open-minded approach. But again, you know, they're not cheerleaders for this, but at least they kind of take an open-minded approach. That's the middle ground. And then there's, unfortunately, a considerable group of doctors who poo-poo everything related to nutrition or supplements. And that's a very, very unfortunate situation. And I think my advice in the book would be to find the number one or number two type of doctor. It's going to be hard to find the number one kind. We're going to cheer you on to every integrative intervention that you want to espouse. But the number two doctors, yeah, you know, seek to find one. But if you've got the third type of doctor who, you know, pushes back on everything that you tell them, take it on the road. Find another doctor, because you're just going to be pushing uphill against a lot of resistance. So when it comes to there are no studies, you know, this is just one of these shibboleths that are constantly repeated. And we ran up against that recently in an article in, I believe it was in the New Yorker, which looked at the anti-aging movement and basically kind of poked fun at it. You know, talked about how people were doing all these crazy over-the-top things to extend their longevity, and concluded that there was no proof that any of that worked. And similar themes are echoed in the mainstream press from time to time. But I have here an article from The New Scientist, which is by no means a holistic publication. It's just a scientific publication with, you know, it's kind of like Popular Mechanics for people into science. And they had an issue related to aging last month. And one of their articles was, can a daily supplement help you live a healthier, longer life? And they admit that many claims made about supplements aren't supported by solid evidence, but recent studies suggest that multivitamins can slow cognitive decline in older people, and that omega-3 supplements might even reduce the rate of biological aging broadly. And so they quote a study, actually a series of studies, saying that there's emerging evidence that multivitamins can slow cognitive decline. Joanne Manson, chief of preventive medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Massachusetts, that's a Harvard-associated medical college. Manson and her team have tested the thesis thoroughly that multivitamins can slow cognitive decline. In three separate placebo-controlled trials, they examined whether daily multivitamin could affect cognition and memory in around 5,000 adults. Big study, age 60 and over. The results were published in 2024, and I'm quoting her. She said, multivitamins showed consistent and highly significant benefits for slowing age-related memory loss and global cognitive decline. The benefits translated into slowing cognitive aging by more than, get this, 50% overall. And then they turned to omega-3 supplements, and they mentioned that studies have suggested that daily omega-3 supplements can slow down the rate of biological aging in older people. There was a three-year-long study performed at the University of Zurich, published this year. It found that participants who were told to take omega-3 daily had aged by around 3 months less on average than those who were given placebo pills. Now you think, well, 3 months less, that's not very consequential. But, folks, this is just a three-year study. Okay? So they say this is the biggest trial we have today that hints that a simple supplement contributes to slowing biological aging. And when you took omega-3 along with vitamin D and did strength training too, the folks aged even less compared with people who didn't introduce any of these interventions as part of the trial. So they say the effect was more pronounced, almost 4 months of rejuvenation. So the bottom line, the comment that they make is, for an older person, in about 3 months, there could be a lot of age-related decline going on, so this becomes quite significant. So, you know, really, you're going to encounter this. This is just, I know it's just so, it's so frustrating, I think, for our community when we encounter people in medicine who are completely blinded to the potential for diet and supplements to have an impact on health and longevity. I mean, it's a shame. 877-726-8255. Remember, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be back with another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, so stay with us.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump eyeing the Windy City as the next place to launch his anti-crime plans. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that story.
After ordering a federal takeover of the Washington, D.C. Police Department and deploying National Guard troops to the streets here in the nation's capital, the president says Chicago could be his next target.
And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough.
The president claimed that people in Chicago are screaming for us to come. After that, he says he'll try and help New York. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, some National Guard units patrolling the nation's capital have started to carry firearms. A Defense Department official says some units on certain missions would be armed, some with handguns, others with rifles. Texas Senate has given final approval to a new congressional voting map, sending it to the governor for his signature. Democrats vowing to challenge it in court. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says there's always a lot of turmoil surrounding the redrawing of congressional voting maps.
It's the most intensely political and partisan exercise that the legislatures ever do. It always has been. I think it always will be.
Talent says the Democrats have absolutely no grounds for complaining about the redrawing of the congressional maps in Texas.
They've gerrymandered Illinois incredibly. They would like to gerrymand California. They're going to try and do it. So it's going on in Texas now, and we'll see what happens. What may happen here in Missouri.
Major wildfires in Northern California and Central Oregon. Thousands of residents evacuated. No fatalities. Most of that area has been hit with very hot and dry conditions. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Nigeria's military freeing at least 76 hostages, including children, after precision airstrikes targeted militants in the northwest. Now, some of those rescued were kidnapped during a mosque attack that killed at least 50 people. One child died during that rescue. Recent months have seen a rise in attacks in Nigeria's northwest and north-central regions. The air assault, part of a strategy to dismantle criminal networks. Separate airstrikes on Saturday killed at least 35 terrorists. Typhoon Kajiki bringing very strong winds and heavy rain to southern China's Hainan Island and parts of Guangdong Province. Sunday, the storm passed over open waters heading toward Vietnam's central coast. Forecasters in China say maximum winds of 100 miles per hour. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It is considered by some to be...
State lawmakers are expected to vote on legislation that would make California the first state to require restaurants to disclose on their menus whether an item contains any of the 9 most common food allergens. Milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, sesame, and soybeans. Matt Sutton of the California Restaurant Association says it's not practical.
You get into a situation where the menu becomes unwieldy and it becomes incredibly impractical and expensive to be constantly converting menus out with each ingredient shift that may occur and the need to do a new allergy notification.
I'm Donna Water.
They were celebrating in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Taiwan has captured the Little League World Series this year, defeating Nevada Sunday by a score of 7-0. For Taiwan, their first Little League championship since 1996. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin this time with Radio's Philip Marlowe, Gerald Moore, instead starring in an offering of The Whistler. And then later we continue the Flight 6 matter, a yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline with Bob Bailey. In addition to Moore, this opening episode also features Lorette Philbrant, and it originally played on February 18, 1948.
A
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now the Whistler's strange story. Quiet Suicide.
It was in a drab room in a commercial hotel in Chicago that Frank Reynolds finally made up his mind. And in a curious way, it was quite appropriate that the decision should come to him there, partway between Los Angeles and New York, partway between two lives. He'd known from the first, of course, that a showdown was inevitable sooner or later. But as time went on, he began to recognize the desperate form the showdown would take. He came to realize that the only way out was murder. The train tickets were in his pocket. His bags were packed, ready to go when he picked up the phone.
Operator.
This is Mr. Reynolds in room 617. I'd like to call New York. Mrs. Frank Reynolds. Long Island, 89038.
Thank you, sir. One moment, please.
Right.
Long distance. I'm calling Long Island, New York.
Is this Mr. Frank Reynolds?
Yes, that's right.
I have a call for you from Los Angeles, Mr. Reynolds.
Los Angeles? Look, I'm calling New York.
Go ahead, Los Angeles.
Just a moment, operator. Frank. Millicent, how did you...
Darling, I had to call you. I knew you'd be staying there. No,
oh,
I'm just...
sorry, Millie. I can't talk now. My train leaves in
Frank,
a few minutes.
Frank, you've got to tell me the truth. I can't stand it any longer.
What's the matter, dear?
You're running off that way, not even saying goodbye.
Oh, darling, I told you I had to rush off about that business deal in New York.
But it's more than that. Isn't it, darling?
What do you mean, Millie?
Tell me, Frank, you've got to be fair with me. If it's another woman,
Another woman?
It's on my mind all the time. I can't eat, I can't sleep.
Listen, Millicent, I told you 100 times. There's no other woman, dear. No one but you. Please believe that.
I wish I could. Ready with New York, Mr. Reynolds. Shall I put them on?
No, no. Can't you tell I'm still on this call? Get off the line. Millie.
Yes.
Millie, believe me for once, will you? You're imagining things. I love you, baby. There's no one else. I'll just be a good girl till I get back.
All right, Frank. I'm sorry. But you can't blame me. After all, I am your wife.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Goodbye, Angel.
Operator.
You can go ahead with New York now.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry about the interruption, sir. I knew you wanted to talk to your wife in New York, but when I found out your wife was still in Los Angeles...
Never mind that. Have you got my New York number?
Yes, sir. I'll connect you. Hello? Hello?
Diane.
Frank.
Diane, listen, honey. I haven't much time. You're expecting me day after tomorrow, off the train at Penn Station?
You mean you aren't coming?
Oh, sure, sure. But listen, I'll be in New York tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm flying the rest of the way. Be in early. It'll give us at least a day together, alone. You can meet me at LaGuardia, Flight 8, American Airlines.
But Frank, you do such strange things. What'll I tell Uncle George and the family?
Well, don't tell him anything. That's the idea. Explain to your Uncle George that you're going into town early to shop for a day or two. Oh, we'll skip the whole Long Island tribe and just be together for a day. Sound good?
I think so.
You think so?
It's wonderful, Frank. Yes, you're so clever, darling. I'm a lucky girl to have such a smart husband.
Yes, Frank, the operator has reason to be confused. Because there are two Mrs. Reynolds. One in New York, one in Los Angeles. And you're trembling as you hang up the receiver in Chicago. It becomes even more clear to you now, with the two lives you've been so careful to keep apart, almost meeting accidentally by telephone, how ruinous it would be if Diane and Millicent should ever get together. And the only way out is the desperate way, isn't it? It's too bad, too. Diane is so young, so pretty, so very trusting. At least, she always seemed to believe you. But at the airport, you wonder from the moment she meets you if something's wrong.
American Airlines Flight 8, arriving at Gate 3.
Over here, Frank.
American Airlines.
Here I am.
Diane! Hello! Oh, excited to see me?
Yes, Frank, I'm excited.
Did you drive out?
No, the town car's been...
Well, how about a taxi?
It's right over here.
Oh.
Where to, folks?
Harding Arms apartment. It's on the east side on 52nd.
Harding Arms?
I found it last night after you called.
Oh.
I think you'll like it, Frank.
Anyone know I'm here?
Not a soul.
Uncle George thinks I'm shopping. He's meeting me in the morning at Penn Station to be there when your train comes in.
Oh, that's perfect.
And you've really arranged to be on it?
Why not? Just set an early alarm. I'll run out to Newark and get back aboard the train coming from Chicago.
You've planned it all pretty carefully, haven't you, darling?
Of course. I wanted to have you all to myself for a change.
So? You went to all this trouble. Tickets, the telephone calls, everything. Just to be alone with me for a while.
Well, what's wrong with that?
And still you haven't even kissed me yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, Diane.
No, please, Frank, not now.
Well, Diane, what's the matter?
I try not to believe it, Frank. I try not to listen to Uncle George. The rest of
it. Oh, what are they saying now?
The same things. That you married me for my money. But that now that Uncle George has made it impossible for you to get a hold of it, you'll leave me.
Well, then what am I doing here, right now?
That's what I don't know, Frank.
Well, they don't waste any time, do they? They get right to you the minute I'm out of town. Diane, are you sure they don't know I'm here?
I told you once, Frank.
All right. Come here.
Oh, Frank.
That better?
It's this way every time. They tell me all those... They make me listen to them, and then...
Then what?
Oh, you kiss me like that, and I forget all about them.
Good. Keep it that way now, huh?
I'll try, Frank. I promise.
Atta girl. It's very important to me, Diane, this day together. I want it all to be perfect.
You're listening to The Whistler. We'll be back with the second act right after this.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
And now let's wrap up this episode of The Whistler on When Radio Was.
Going to be murder, Frank. The only way out of your marriage to Diane that will leave your other marriage in Los Angeles intact. Divorce is out of the question, naturally. Any notoriety, any publicity on the national press wires, and Millicent might get strange ideas about your business trips to New York. There'd be investigations, bigamy charges, two divorces instead of one, and of course, the prospect of working for a living when you got out of prison. So it's murder now. A fairly simple kind of murder. The ingredients are all there. Diane, despondent, disillusioned in marriage. A nice, quiet suicide that will rate perhaps 2 inches of copy in the New York papers. No more.
You like the apartment, Frank?
Oh, it's wonderful. 3 rooms, fireplace, no nosy maids or janitors.
Is it everything you wanted?
Everything. Even a back entrance. Ah, you couldn't have done better, darling. We're all set.
Yes, Frank, all set, with a murder planned for tonight. With your alibi still solid on that eastbound train due tomorrow morning at Penn Station. You were careful back in Chicago, weren't you? Arranging things so it would be almost impossible to check either the plane or train tickets. So no one will be able to say you left the train there and arrived in New York ahead of it. On the way to dinner with Diane, the plan begins to operate. You stop the cab at a drugstore. Explain that you want to order a prescription sent up to the apartment and go inside.
Yes, sir?
Oh, I'd like this filled.
25 tablets, luminobarbitine.
Yeah, it's for my wife.
Mm-hmm. Made out to Mrs. Frank Reynolds.
Isn't that right?
Yes, but I wish she'd come in herself to sign for it. We have to be careful filling prescriptions for sleeping medicine, particularly anything as potent as this.
I understand. Well, look, I'd rather not wait anyway. Why not send it up to her? Harding Arms Apartments. She'll be there to sign it for herself. What's the matter, Diane? Don't you like the restaurant?
Oh, yes, it's perfectly fine.
I don't know where we'd get a better dinner.
That's not just that. I'm sorry that it has to end.
Oh, you mean Uncle George, huh?
What? Yes. Yes, Uncle George. He'll be with us tomorrow.
Yeah. Like William the Conqueror.
He'll probably know all about this.
How? You set the alarm, didn't you?
Yes, but...
Okay. I'll get up, breeze out to Newark. You can greet me with open arms when I step off the track at Penn Station.
You just don't know Uncle George. Look over there.
Huh? What do you mean?
That man who just came in by the hat check stand.
What about him?
I didn't tell you, Frank. But Uncle George has got his mind set on my divorcing you. He wants to prove to me...
So what?
That man over there is one of Uncle George's detectives.
How long has this been going on?
Since you were here before. Uncle's funny. He even has them follow me sometimes.
You? What for?
I don't know. Does it really matter, Frank?
It matters with me. Did he see us, Diane?
I don't think so. Not yet.
Let's get out of here.
Frank, it's no use. Let me finish my drink.
I said let's get out of here. I'll mix you a drink at home.
Frank?
Yeah?
Anyone see you come in?
Not a soul.
It seems silly, you using the back entrance, me coming in the front.
What took you so long?
This...
Oh, my prescription.
The desk clerk gave it to me. I had to sign for it. Is it right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's right. I'll fix it.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We'll resume normal programming shortly.
Are you looking to take your business to the next?
This has been a funny evening. A funny visit.
There you go again. What's the matter?
Visit. That's an interesting word. Visit.
Look, darling.
My husband's visiting me for a few days. It's nice to see you, dear. Nice to look across the room and find you there.
You're in a strange mood tonight.
No. Not strange, really. Just devoted. And maybe a little disappointed. Love does a lot of funny things, you know. Stops up your eyes and your ears. Keeps you believing in someone no matter what people tell you.
You're just tired, Diane.
Yes. Yes, I guess I am. Tired of secret meetings with my own husband. Tired of lying to Uncle George, trying to defend you when I...
When you what?
There is another woman, isn't there, Frank? In Los Angeles?
Don't be silly.
It's like a movie. Sometimes when I close my eyes and try to sleep, I see you getting off a train, meeting a smart-looking blonde in a red convertible.
You better get those ideas out of your head.
You mind if I stretch out a little?
Not at all.
I really don't think you're so terrible, darling. I just love you.
Sure.
Men think women don't know. They think they don't even suspect a little bit. But they do. They do, Frank. They do.
Yes, Frank. That sleeping medicine works fast. You watch the clock. 7:30. 8. 9. And then finally reach for her wrist and feel her pulse. There's nothing there now. Nothing. It takes a few minutes more to check the room, tidy it up, get rid of the cigarette butts that aren't stained with lipstick, wipe off fingerprints, scrape the druggist label off the bottle of sleeping pills, and then quietly, you let yourself out the door and hurry toward the back service stairs, and then...
Is that the floor?
Yes, sir. Mrs. Reynolds' apartment is 20B, around the corner near the rear stairway.
Are you sure she's here?
Yes, she came in an hour or so ago.
Alone?
Yes, sir, alone. Shall I wait?
Stand by a minute. I'll see if she'll talk to me for a while.
I'll wait.
It's the detective, Frank, coming from the elevator. You're trapped, with a choice of meeting him or running back down to the lobby. It's then that you feel the key in your hand.
The apartment, yeah.
There's no time to think, Frank. You hold your breath, press back against the wall behind the door, and then...
She must be in there, sir. There's only one way out of the building at this time of night.
Yeah, open it up.
That's it. Mrs. Reynolds!
You take the only chance you have, Frank. As they go in, you slide around the door in the darkness and then out into the hall.
Here, what's this? Get the light.
Mrs. Reynolds!
You aren't conscious of time now, Frank. Maybe it's an hour, maybe two, since that awful moment in the apartment. But things are beginning to settle down now as you sit in the dim railroad station in Newark, waiting for that train of yours to pull in. You settle back against the bench, vaguely aware of the smell of the oiled wood floors, and then the boards creak slightly as someone moves toward you in the darkness.
Got a light, buddy?
What?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Here you are.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks very much. Oh, mind if I keep these?
Hmm? Oh, no. Go ahead.
Dull hour, 3 a.m. Waiting for a train?
Yeah.
It's a funny thing, guy sitting in this drab station waiting for the train from Chicago at this hour.
Listen,
Yes, sir? Odd thing. You know, you could grab a taxi outside and get to New York in an hour. Still, you're waiting here. Why?
Look, you can figure that out for yourself.
Sit down, Mr. Reynolds.
How did you... My name...
It was printed on that match folder you handed me.
What do you want?
I want you to help me decide whether your wife's death was suicide or murder.
She's dead?
Yeah. After talking to her uncle, I decided to drop over here and see if you really were on the train.
Oh, well, listen, I can explain about that. Mm-hmm.
You can save all that for later. I'm Pearson, Mr. Reynolds, New York homicide. Why don't we skip the train, start back to New York right now? They're waiting for us back at your apartment.
So now you're faced with it, Frank. Your big alibi, the keystone in your whole plan, is gone. Once or twice on the way back to the apartment, you almost decide to get it over with. To tell Pearson the whole truth and avoid the dread questioning you know is sure to come. But somehow you're not quite ready to give up. And when you finally walk into the apartment to face Diane's Uncle George, you get an idea of a way to bluff it through.
I tell you, this man's a murderer, Pearson.
Just a minute, Mr. Breckenridge. Just a moment. Let me handle
it. I told you. I can explain everything.
All right, you'll have a chance to, but let me start out, huh? Now, it seems you're on your way to New York on the train. You switch to a plane somewhere without telling anyone but your wife. Figure you can intercept the same train a day or so later. Give yourself a solid alibi.
There's no use denying it, Frank.
Who's denying it?
What?
You mean you admit it?
Most of it. Just one word I don't like. Alibi.
Oh, it's true about the train. I set it up by telephone from Chicago.
You had a good reason, of course.
A very good reason.
What are you talking about?
You, Uncle George. You've never given us a minute's peace. Sticking your nose into our business, trying to poison Diane's mind against me. That's why I did it, Pearson. I wanted that day together. Just Diane and I, my wife, the two of us, by ourselves.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I was forced into it, Lieutenant. Ask him about the private detective. Yeah. We go out for a quiet little dinner. At 7 o'clock last night, one of his bloodhounds follows us into the Shamrock Club.
We know all about that. So, what happened after you got home?
I told her. She either forgets Uncle George or I was through. She broke down. She got hysterical. Well, I walked out. I paced the streets for a while, and then I went over to Newark.
You didn't come back here?
No.
I see. Mr. Kittredge, will you step in here, please?
Kittredge?
Yes. A druggist, Mr. Reynolds. I want you to meet him.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Oh, this is Mr. Reynolds, Mr. Kittredge. Do you,
Yes, sir. That's the man who ordered the prescription.
Oh, of course. If you thought hard enough, Mr. Kittredge... You remember I told you that prescription was for my wife.
Then why did you order it?
Because she asked me to, on the way to dinner.
And she gave you a prescription made out by a doctor in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles? Why, I can't.
Yes. You don't know how a Los Angeles doctor could prescribe pills for your wife when she's never been there. Well, neither do I. There's something else, Mr. Reynolds. I've been in the homicide division for 8 years now. I guess I've investigated 100 suicides, and a lot of them women. You know something, Mr. Reynolds? I have yet to find one, particularly a woman, who didn't want to have the last word.
I don't know what you mean.
A suicide note. Your uncle's detective comes in here, finds the girl in the bed, a bottle of sleeping pills next to her. Now, does it seem logical she'd set up a thing like that without doing the one thing they all do?
I told you. She was despondent. She wasn't thinking straight when I left her.
That's what you say. I say she went to bed with every intention of getting up. All right, come on, Reynolds. You can get in touch with your lawyer on the way to headquarters.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't do anything. Lieutenant, you've got to believe
me.
Skip it.
Skip it. I've got no time for that.
Just a minute, Lieutenant.
Huh?
I just can't take this on myself. What I feel personally and what is just are two different things, I guess. Diane was in Los Angeles a month ago.
What? You mean she was?
Well, that's interesting.
I should have told you before, I suppose, but...
Oh, think nothing of it. And I suppose you have the suicide note tucked up your sleeve?
Well, I do have one, as a matter of fact. An old one. You see, Diane did try to kill herself just last month. And that's why I've been having her followed.
Well, Reynolds, I guess I was wrong. Yeah, well, we all make mistakes once in a while. I'm sorry.
So it's over now, Frank. A few more questions and you'll be released. Free of suspicion that you murdered Diane, wife number one. Free to go back to Los Angeles and someone they know nothing about, Millicent, wife number two. And it's ironic that Diane's Uncle George came through with the one statement that could save you. Yes, you were as surprised as Lieutenant Pearson to hear that Diane had actually gone to Los Angeles. And you realize now that she knew the truth about Millicent. That if you'd left her alone, she might have tried suicide a second time, successfully. You're going to be careful now, Frank. No missteps, no false moves, taking the cue from the lieutenant.
Yeah, this is a tough business I'm in, Reynolds. Gotta play hunches, you know.
Yeah.
I came into the room tonight and I took a look around. I see there isn't a note. Say to myself, this lady went to bed figuring she'd be up and going the next day. Intent, you know. Yeah, it's pretty important stuff.
I understand, Lieutenant.
Yeah. I was trained to look for intent above everything else. Well, sometimes you go wrong, though, just like now. Sometimes. Well, now. What do you know about that? Intent, you know. That's what they're going to ask me, Reynolds. What was in the little lady's mind?
The clock? I don't understand it.
I don't blame you. Now, why do you suppose she set that alarm clock? I'll tell you why. She expected it to wake her up. She expected to be alive right now. You know, I guess we'll just have to start the questions all over again. That clock's a little noisy for a nice, quiet suicide.
Featured in tonight's story were Gerald Moore and Lorette Philbrand. The Whistler was produced by George W. Allen with story by Robert Eisenbach and Jackson Gillis and music by Wilbur Hatch and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. Next Wednesday, for a full hour of mystery over most of these stations, tune in half hour earlier. Enjoy The Saint as well as The Whistler. This is Marvin Miller speaking.
Quiet Suicide, an episode of The Whistler from February 18, 1948. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on Wind Radio was we continue the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Flight 6 Matter. We'll be right back.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes... It was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now and use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560
and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
So if you're looking for a new restaurant or business, what do? You go to Google, of course, and look at the reviews. That's exactly what the researchers have done at PC Mag, the industry leader in tech news, reviews, and analysis on computers, software, mobile devices, and smart home tech. And from hundreds of vendors and literally thousands of reviews, PC Mag have rated TP-Link one of the world's top 10 tech companies. TP-Link is a world leader in smart home tech. Stuff like smart robot vacuums, smart plugs and lighting, security options with smart cameras and sensors, Wi-Fi 7 routers, boosters and mesh networks, and of course all your devices work and seamlessly connect in the TP-Link ecosystem. One of PC Mag's top 10 tech companies for 2025 at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, in the continuation of another Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as the Flight 6 matter, it originally played out over five consecutive weeknights in late January and early February of 1956. And this is part three.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Don Serrano de Almeida y Pico.
Oh?
We have not met, Senor Dollar.
No, or I'd have been sure to remember the name, Don Serrano. Oh, wait a minute. You're Maria de Lago's brother.
That is correct.
I was planning to call on you this morning, Don Serrano.
That will not be necessary, senor, since I am taking the liberty of calling on you. I am downstairs in your hotel at this moment.
Oh, I see.
I believe I may be able to cast some light on the unfortunate tragedy which overtook my poor sister and the other passengers of that ill-fated airplane.
Do you know something that hasn't come out?
Rather a great deal, senor. I know the crash which resulted in the deaths of 10 innocent people was the evil work of a diabolical maniac.
Yes, well...
A product of the warped mind of a scheming, worthless, unspeakable dog, a sneaking, money-hungry snake, a scurrilous, unprincipled...
Don Serrano.
Si, senor.
Come on up.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Mexico City, to the Home Office Guarantee Transport Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Flight 6 matter. Expense account continued. Item 5, $3.90, room service, breakfast for myself and a pot of coffee for my visitor, Don Serrano de Almeida y Pico, I think. He was a thin, straight man with a small goatee and the face of a hawk, stiff, formal, and bending. A classy grande type from an old school long out of business, and a man of much suppressed violence and hate.
Once upon a time, senor, there existed a gentleman's code for the settlement of such matters as this. The duello, as it was called. But we are living now in lesser and more decadent times. A man is no longer permitted to kill his enemies. He must suffer interference by the police, the Civil Air Transport Department, the government.
And even special investigators from the States, huh? Is that what you mean?
I was not speaking personally, Senor Dollar. You are as much a victim of the times as I am.
Well, it doesn't seem to be irritating me as much. More coffee, Don Serrano?
Gracias, no. Perhaps it is because you have not lost your dearly beloved sister, senor.
Oh, maybe. In that, at least, you have my sympathy. But let's get to the point. You've done quite a lot of talking about wanting to kill somebody, but I'm still not too sure who or why or what.
It is very simple, senor.
Not to me. Suppose we start at the beginning.
As you like. But who can ever say what is the beginning of anything?
All right, then let's be arbitrary about it. Let's start 3 weeks ago when your sister Maria came here from Havana to join her husband, Ramon de Lagos. I believe you said Ramon had been here for a month at that time on some kind of a business deal.
A business deal? Do I look like a fool, senor?
Oh, now, let's stick to the point.
Women. That is his business, senor. Women with money.
Then a week ago, Maria wired you, said she was terribly unhappy, and asked you to come at once. And when you got here, she told you what was the matter. She said Ramon was carrying on with an American girl named Marvel Terrence.
Jezebel, senor.
So you took over. You got Maria an airline reservation back to Havana on Flight 6, the one that crashed, and told her you'd handle Ramon.
Oh, she was putty in his hands. He lied to her every day since they were married. And she always ended up by believing him. I told her in the beginning he was interested only in her wealth.
Which amounts to how much?
Oh, much. Even after Raymond's foolish dissipation over the last few years.
What happens to her estate now?
Half of it she was permitted to dispose of as she wished. She made a will some time ago in favor of Raymond. Against my advice, I may say.
What about the other half?
Now that reverts to me, senor.
Oh?
'Tis a matter of family tradition.
Who managed your sister's estate before Ramon came into the picture?
I did, senor. And quite profitably. I did not waste my energies on illicit follies and ludicrous intrigues.
All right, all right. Night before last, then, you took Maria to the airport and saw her off on a plane.
Si.
What was she planning to do when she got back to Havana? Was she going to divorce Ramon?
My sister was a very pious woman. May she rest in peace. Her religion would never permit such an act.
I see.
And, of course, there was the matter of family tradition.
Oh, naturally. Did Ramon go to the airport with you?
I had not seen Ramon since the night before, nor had Maria. We had quarreled violently over his disgraceful conduct.
Did Ramon know that his wife was taking Flight 6?
I informed him the night before.
Did you or Maria see him at the airport?
Oh, no, senor. He was much too clever. He managed to keep out of sight.
Then how can you be sure he was there?
Senor Dollar, who else would be so vile as to place an explosive on board the plane?
Oh, well, now I can follow your reasoning, but...
The matter is self-evident.
Well, look, I'm afraid we need more than self-evidence, Don Serrano.
The problem of evidence is your responsibility, senor. I have told you who committed the deed.
No, you've told me who you suspect.
Do you doubt my word?
Not as far as it goes. Sure you want to have some more coffee?
No, gracias.
Do you happen to know this girl, Marvel Terrence? By sight, I mean.
She has been pointed out to me.
Mm-hmm. Did you see her at the airport?
Si, I did. I was under the impression she was going to leave on the plane, but after it departed, she was still in the terminal.
Did you notice her talking to anyone before the takeoff?
Yes, to some American, I believe.
Red hair, stocky build, about 35?
Si, he would fit that description.
Blakely. Did you see her talking to anyone else? Any of the baggage handlers or the ground crew?
I'm afraid I did not notice. Is it important?
It could be. Well, thanks for your information, Don Serrano.
My only concern is to see justice done.
I'm sure it will be. And now suppose we take a look at what you didn't tell me.
Senor?
The fact that Maria took out a flight accident policy for $25,000 and named you as her beneficiary.
Well, I considered it a mere whim of my sister's.
But the way things turned out, it was a pretty valuable whim, wasn't it, Don Serrano? For you, I mean.
Senor, are you implying...
I'm implying that Ramon wasn't the only one with a motive. Wasn't the only one who'll profit by Maria's death. You'll do pretty well yourself. Half her estate and $25,000 cash, that's not a bad deal.
I should kill you for such an insult.
You'd like to, wouldn't you? You're very big on this killing business. That's how you planned to handle things with Ramon, wasn't it? As soon as Maria went back to Havana.
It is only what he deserves.
And now you're trying to use me to do it. That's why you came here. You don't care about justice. All you want to do is get Ramon.
He is guilty.
If he is, Don Serrano, I'll find it out and I'll pin it on him. But if he isn't, I'm not going to be pushed into framing him. So you can take these dirty, underhanded insinuations of yours and you can... Get out, Don Serrano.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
And now back to the man with the action-packed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 6, $12.60, taxi fares in and around Mexico City. I checked with the federal police first. They had their best men working on the murder of the baggage handler at the airport. And so far, they turned up nothing. They didn't have a single lead. I went through their files on the other 7 people who died on the plane. Nothing. The 2 pilots and the stewardess were Cuban and apparently had no close friends or enemies in Mexico City. 2 of the passengers were Brazilians and were only traveling through en route from the States. And as far as the other 2 were concerned, there seemed to be no motive. So it came right back again to the 3 I was already working on. Maria de Lagos and the 2 business partners, Ed Palmer and Jim Rourke. The 3 people who'd bought flight insurance policies. And that left me with 4 possible suspects. Ramon de Lagos, Maria's husband, Don Serrano, her brother, Marvel Terrence, and Bill Blakely, the partner of Palmer and Rourke. I checked with Inspector Mocklin, but he'd made no progress. With Gina Romero, no progress. I tried to reach Blakely, but he hadn't shown up at his office. I phoned Marvel Terrence and got a reluctant agreement from her to meet me for lunch. I waited for her at the Vendome for an hour. She didn't show up. Finally, at 1 o'clock, I went to her hotel.
Oiga, mozo, traigo el eje package en cuarto número 85. Ahorita vaya. Andre, pues. Sí, señor. What can I do for you?
I'd like to see Miss Marvel Terrence. I wonder if you...
Ah, Miss Terrence. Que señorita tan bonita, tan hermosa.
Yeah, well, if you'll...
She's the most beautiful woman where I ever stay at this hotel.
Yeah, she's pretty gorgeous, all right. Would you mind
sometimes
telling...
I think everybody in the world is in love with this señorita. All day long, it is one man after another which call up to talk to Miss Terrence.
Well, would you ring her and tell her I'm
2 times so many calls we get on the switchboard while the señorita is living.
That's very interesting. And now, would you
You must forgive me, amigo. When I think of Miss Terrence, I lose all sense in my head.
All right. You're forgiven. Now, if you...
What is it you wish, señor?
Will you ring Miss Terrence and tell her I'm waiting down here in the lobby?
Immediately, señor. Your name, please?
Johnny Dollar.
Johnny... Leo L. Dio... How you spell it, please?
D-O-L-L-A-R.
L-A-R. Gracias. I will tell her at once that you... Sacre nombre. I had forgot.
Forgot what?
She's not here no more, señor.
What?
She has checked out of hotel at 11 o'clock this morning.
Expense account item 7, $2.10, lunch at the Monte Cassino Hotel, alone. I was sorry she'd skipped. I guess I was secretly hoping Marvel would turn out to be in the clear. But if she were, then why run out? It didn't add up. I paid my check and started to leave the dining room. And at the entrance, I ran square into a man I was planning to see later in the day. He didn't seem very happy about it.
Senor Dollar.
How are you, Roman?
It is a pleasure to see you again, senor. And
I'd like to talk to you a couple of minutes. Come on, let's step into the bar.
But I have a most important engagement, senor.
Oh, this is important, too. I understand you're a friend of Marvel Terrence's.
See, it is my honor and pleasure.
Well, she's checked out of the hotel here. Do you know where she went?
No, senor, I do not discuss the private affairs of my friends.
Oh, knock it off, Roman. This isn't a tea party. 10 people have been murdered by an explosion aboard a plane. One of them was your wife, remember?
I cannot help you. I know nothing of Miss Terrence's plans. And now
I talked to your brother-in-law this morning, Roman, Don Serrano. He tells me you're the one who put the explosive on board the plane.
It is a lie.
He seemed pretty certain of it. He tells me you stand to inherit half of your wife's estate.
Then he is better informed as to the details of the matter than I am. I do not know what happens to the estate, senor.
He seems to think you wanted to get your wife out of the way in order to have a free hand with Miss Terrence.
Don Serrano, as you may have noticed, is a bigoted and jealous old fool who thinks only of money. He knows better than that.
What do you mean?
Maria was different from the women of your country, senor. She understood such matters as my friendship with Miss Terrence.
And accepted them?
Except such times as Don Serrano goaded her into being foolish, yes. It is a difference of the Latin temperament, senor.
I see. Then there was no trouble between you and Maria.
None of importance. The trouble was Don Serrano. He has hated me from the day of our marriage, because from that moment on he no longer had any control over Maria's fortune. If you wish to discuss this further, senor, I will be happy to do so later, but I must leave now. Con su permiso.
I watched him hurry out of the hotel. I had no real reason to stop him and no authority to. On sudden impulse, I crossed the lobby to the public phones, called the Hotel Regis, and asked for Don Serrano de Almeida y Pico. Don Serrano had checked out. No forwarding address. I called the Del Prado and asked for Bill Blakely. Mr. Blakely had checked out. No forwarding address. I left the phone booth and hurried back to the desk. The clerk was very sorry. Ramon de Lagos had checked out earlier in the day. No forwarding address.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a rendezvous in a tropic port. And a lot of things come together. Things like romance, desire, and death. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part 3 of the 5-part Yours truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, The Flight 6 Matter. It originally played out in late January and early February of 1956. We'll have the fourth and penultimate installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and a dozen years earlier, Bob Bailey had a role in the 1944 big-screen war drama, The Eve of St. Mark. Based on a Maxwell Anderson play, it was adapted as a motion picture by the first fellow to play the Lone Ranger on radio. This guy also became an award-winning movie writer and director. I'll name him, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at RadioSpirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to RadioSpirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolfe, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to RadioSpirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings sale. Get to RadioSpirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
MusicRewinds.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey folks, this is Dana with The Dana Show, and as many people know, I love, love, love dogs. I love my dog, and I want Wick to be around as long as possible, healthy and happy. And I recently heard from a listener who swears that Rough Greens is the reason that her 17-and-a-half-year-old Border Collie is still going strong. That's like a pretty amazing age for a Border Collie. So what would it be worth to you if your dog lived an extra 2 or 3 years? I've seen the difference that Rough Greens makes firsthand. It's not dog food, it's what's missing from dog food. Packed with vitamins, minerals, probiotics and enzymes, Rough Greens brings your pet's food to life, and it helps your pet have a healthier coat, better digestion, more energy, and fewer vet bills. Call 214-ROUGH-DOG, R-U-F-F, and make sure they know that Dana sent you, and you'll get a free jumpstart bag, plus a free bag of Wick's favorite treats, the Rough Chews, a $30 value. Just pay shipping. This offer is only available by phone, so call 214-ROUFF-DOG today. That's 214-ROUGH-DOG, and tell them Dana sent you.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the 1944 war drama, The Eve of St. Mark, based on a Maxwell Anderson stage play. It was adapted as a motion picture by George Seaton. Now, how's this for a resume? Seaton was the first actor to play the Lone Ranger on radio back in 1933. He left, though, after just a few months and ended up in Hollywood and became an award-winning writer and director of Miracle on 34th Street, A Country Girl, Teacher's Pet, and Airport. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it for now. But hey, remember to take a moment and visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.